Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition at 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. Last weekend, a citywide public performance project launched in Philadelphia involving over 200 collaborators, many of them amateur artists working on 60 performances in 10 locations. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on Rehearsing Philadelphia.
When it comes to schooling, people go about it and experience it in extremely different ways.
This is a montage of phrases pulled from interviews with students within the Philadelphia School District. It's part of a performance piece featuring Frank Makos on saxophone. Makos is the executive director of the district's Office of Arts and Creative Learning. He plays on the side, and for this he collaborated with composer Fred Schmidt Arnalis.
The thesis of the piece is that people experience education in different ways. And so the kids talk about their day-to-day experiences, what it's like to walk through the hallways, what it's like to receive instruction from teachers, and what their general experience is.
This piece is one of many collaborations in Rehearsing Philadelphia, a series of performance pieces throughout the city for the next 2 weeks, presented by the Curtis Institute of Music and Drexel University's Westfall College. Rehearsing Philadelphia is the brainchild of Ari Benjamin Myers, who created the overall project, but left each piece entirely up to its collaborating artists to maximize flexibility. He said the project is to rehearse without ever arriving at a final version.
The future is not this perfect thing that's sort of out there waiting for us. But the future is this thing actually that we're constantly renegotiating, rehearsing.
The point, says Myers, is to allow the people of Philadelphia to use creative tools to find ways to be together, a project that is never finished. It culminates in a series of evening performances on the Cherry Street Pier on the weekend of April 8th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.